Shalom to all. Today's Av is Av Yizar, Daf Samach Aleph. We're starting right at the top of the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's Av is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarabats, Biaka Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Hamatar Yenish Al Gachavim, a Yid is making the wine of a non-Jew, Betahara. This non-Jew knows that kosher wine fetches a much higher price on the market, so it's worth Raphaelim financially to have his wine made kosher, so he hires a Jew to make his kosher wine. However, after the Yid makes the wine, what happens? V'noisa Breshusai. He puts it back into the Rishus of the non-Jewish owner. However, Bebayas, that's a proper girsa, Pesuch Rishus Rabim, it's in a house or it's in a storage area that's open to Rishus Rabim. Be'ir Sheyesh Ba'avi Chum V'Yisraelim, it's in a city that has both Jews and non-Jews in it. Mutter, there's no problem with this wine. We don't have to be afraid that the non-Jew is going to touch it because he's afraid that a Yid's going to be passing by, look in the window, see him touching it, and then he's going to lose his hechsher, no one's going to buy his wine. So therefore, there's no problem. However, Be'ir Shekul Avi Chavim, if it's a city that's only non-Jews, Aser, Ad Sheyeshivu Mishamer, until he sits and guards it, or we hire a Jewish guard to make sure that no one touches the wine. However, if Ein Hashem Ritzar Chli Yosheshu Mishamer, the guard doesn't have to sit there the whole time and stare at the wine. Afal Bishayetz V'Nichnas, even if he just comes in and out, Mutter, the wine's still Mutter, because the non-Jew is afraid of doing anything due to the fact that he might be surprised by the Shomer at any moment. Now, Rav Shimon Elazar says, Rishos Avik Chavim Achasi, the Rishos of non-Jews is all the same, and we're going to explain the Gemara what exactly he's trying to tell us. Now, the Mishnah continues, which is really just a further clarification of this case. Amatar Yunush Avik Chavim, one who's making the wine of non-Jew, it's kosher, V'Nosim Rishusai, and then he puts it back into the Rishos of the non-Jewish owner, V'Halak Kais of Lai, and then the owner writes for him, His Kabalti Mucham Mois, I received money from you, even though he wasn't actually paid by the Yid who made the wine. Nonetheless, he writes for him, you don't owe me any money. Mutter, send the wine is mutter, because we're not afraid that the non-Jew touched it to, so to speak, take the wine for the debt that he's owed. Avol Mirza Yisrael Leitziyoy, that's proper girsa. If the Yid wants to take wine out, let's say to sell it to somebody, but the non-Jew doesn't let him take any wine until he pays for it. This was a story in Beishan V'Asru, and the Chum asked the wine, because here we have real fear that the non-Jew touched the wine due to the fact that he's not letting any of it go unless he's paid for it, so he feels that he has real rights to this wine. Nothing more begins by asking a question on the first part of the Mishnah. Remember we had said that after the Jew made this kosher wine, he put it back into the Lev Chum's Rishos. However, it was in a place that was open to the Rishos Rabim, everybody was able to see it, and there was also Yidden in the city, and therefore the non-Jewish owner has real fear that a Yid is going to walk by, see him touching it, and then no one's going to buy his wine, so he's not going to touch it. Ask the Gemara, but Yershe Kul Avikachav Nami, even if the city is only inhabited by non-Jews, there still is a fear. Why is that? Because of Eko Reichel and Machzirim Bayarois. There's peddlers that go around to different cities, and these very often were Yidden, and so the non-Jewish owner still is afraid of touching it, because there might be a Jewish peddler walking by, and he's going to see him touching the wine. So Amr Shmuel Shmuel says, but Yershe Yesh Lod L'Saim Ubriach, it's talking about a city that has doors and a lock. In other words, you can't just walk in and out of the city freely. You have to be let in, you have to show your passport or your ID, whatever it is, and that way everyone in the city could know who's there at any given time, who's visiting, and then they're going to know that there's a Jewish peddler around, and so the owner of the wine is going to make sure not to touch it at that point in time. But once the peddler leaves, he doesn't have to be afraid, and then he will touch it. Now, Rav Yosef gives us a few more examples of how the wine could be okay. V'chalon k'rishus rabim dami, a window is like rishus rabim, even though the entrance of where the wine is being stored is not facing rishus rabim. If there's a window facing rishus rabim, or according to some, if there's a window facing a yid's rishus, and the yid could look right through that window to see what's going on with this wine, then it's just like it's open to the Rishus Rabim and the wine would be permitted. V'ashba Rishus Rabim Dami, if there's a garbage heap, a huge garbage pile right next to non-Jews Rishus, that's also like Rishus Rabim. That's because people climb to the top of garbage piles and they always look around, as a non-Jew is afraid that a Yid's going to do that and look inside and see him touching the wine, so he's not going to touch it. And V'dikla Rishus Rabim Dami, a palm tree is also like Rishus Rabim. That's because the Yid will climb to the top of his palm tree to collect fruits, and the non-Jew is afraid that the Yid's going to see him then, so he's not going to touch the wine. So now we have a question. Pasuk Reshe, let's say the top of the palm tree was cut off and there's no fruits there. Pligi bar Ravacha Ravina, Ravacha Ravina argue about this. Chad Aser v'Chad Shari. One says in this case the wine is Aser, whereas the other one says the wine is still permitted. Man d'Aser, the one that Aser is the wine. That's because Lomalei d'Salik Hasam. Why should the Yid climb to the top of the palm tree? He's not collecting fruit there. There's no fruit. The top was cut off. And so here the non-Jew has no compunctions about touching the wine, which makes it Aser. Whereas Man d'Shari, the one that permits, that's because Zimna d'Avdalei Behema, sometimes the Yid is going to lose an animal of his, V'Salik L'Yuna Basra, and then he's going to go up to the top of the tree to look for his animal. Maybe he has a good vantage point so we can see where his animal is, and the non-Jew is afraid of that, so he won't touch the wine in this case. And the Gemara continues to Rabbanu, we have a Braisa which is similar to the Mishnah, and just important to note that we have a Reisha and a Seifa in this Braisa, and in both the Reisha and the Seifa, we have two separate cases. So Reisha tells us as follows, whether a Yid bought or rented a house in the Chatzar of a non-Jew, Umileu Yayin, and he filled it with wine, meaning this is a Yid's wine, he made it, he produced it, it belongs to him, and he put the wine in this new unit that he has in the Chatzar of the non-Jew, V'Yisrael Darba is a Chatzar, and there's a Yid living in that Chatzar. It could be the Yid that owns the wine, it could be a different Yid. Mutter, the wine is 100% permitted. afal pi she'ein maftech chaysam biyadoi, even though he doesn't have maftech chaysam, which literally means a key and a seal. In other words, even though the wine is not sealed up and the non-Jew technically has access to it, it's still 100% permitted because since it's number one, not his wine, and number two, there's a yid living there in that chatzar, we have no fear the non-Jew is going to touch the wine, so there's no problem. Now, samach alfa mabez on top. Here's the second case of the resha. B'chatzar acheres, if the yid lives in a different chatzar, mutter, the wine is still permitted. However, that's only v'hushim avtech chaysam biyadoi. It has to be that he has a lock with him, which means it has to be that the wine is under lock and key, and only then we don't have to be afraid of the non-Jew touching it, because there's no fear that he's going to try to tamper with the lock to get into where the wine is due to the fact that he knows, number one, that it's not his wine, number two, there's a yid right next door. Now onto the seifa of the braisa, and we take out this word hamatayr, that's not part of the girsa. So the seifa is talking about where it's the non-Jew's wine, yenish alavik kachavim, it's his own wine that obviously the yid made, so it's kosher, it has the rabbinical certification. However, birshusai, it's in the rishus of the non-Jew, but Yisrael dar baisa chatzar, there's a yid that lives in that same chatzar where the wine is being stored, mutter, the wine's permitted, we don't have to be afraid that the non-Jew touched it, but it has to be that the yid has maftech chaysam, and only then it's permitted. And we pause the braisa for a second. Amrli Rabbi Yochanan Tana, Rabbi Yochanan told the Tana, which is the one who's saying over this braisa, then you should really teach in this first part of the seif of the braisa, afal pisha ain maftech chaysam biyadai mutter, that even if there's no maftech chaysam in the hand of the yid, it's still permitted because since the yid lives in that chatzar, the non-Jew is afraid to touch it because he's going to lose rabbinical certification. Here the braisa continues with the seifa of the seifa, bechatzar acheres, if the yid lives in a different chatzar, aser, the wine is aser, afal pisha maftech chaysam biyadai, even though there is maftech chaysam, different merits or merits opinion, that's because since number one, the wine belongs to the non-Jew, and the yid's not even in that chatzar, the non-Jew's not afraid of being caught touching it, so that's why the wine's completely aser. Now, chum aser, the chum aser the wine, I jay shemer yoshev umishamer, unless there's actually a shemer, a guard sitting there and watching it, I achiyav emunah habalikitzin, or there has to be at least a mamuna, somebody appointed to come at set times. Kitzin means set times, so the non-Jew's going to be afraid of touching it. Something more asked, chum mahaya, on which case are the chum making this comment that we have to have a real physical guard there? Elim, if you want to say a seifa, it's going on the seifa, the very last case that we mentioned, where it's the non-Jew's wine, and the yid lives in the next chatzer. Well, Tanakama Naim Meisr Kasser. The Tanakama, meaning Rav Meir, he also assers in that case, because he had just said that it's asser, afal pishmavtech chasim biyadai, which means Rav Meir would agree that you have to have a real live shimer over there. And so it can't be that's what the Chum are commenting on. Ve'ala ha-resha de seifa, rather you want to say that the Chum are commenting on the first part of the seifa of the Braisa. That can't be because Vakamar Rabbi Yochanan Latana, Rabbi Yochanan had told the teacher of this Braisa, Tani, what you should really teach is afal pishain maftech chasim biyadai, then even there's no maftech chasim in the hand of the yid, it's still permitted. And so it can't be the Chum arguing with that, saying that it's so usser, you have to have a real shimer there. Ve'ala must be a seifa de resha, that the Chum are commenting on the second part of the resha. The Gamar Tanakama, Tanakama had said, b'chatzar acheres, mutter, that when a yid lives in a different chatzar, the wine is still permitted, v'hush maftech chasim biyadai, but he has to have a maftech and a chasim, and that's because, as we had said in the resha, we're talking about the yid's wine, it's not the non-Jew's wine, so it's on this. V'chamar, the Chum say, l'ayl maser, it's always usser, ache shemer yeshem shamer, until there's actually a guard sitting there watching it, I had shavim muna habala kitzin, or if there's somebody that at least comes at set intervals, and that's just like the shimer, and only then it'd be permitted. So that's what the Chum are commenting on, the seifa of the resha, where it's the yid's wine being stored in the chatzar of the non-Jew, and the closest yid lives in the neighboring chatzar, not in that same chatzar, you have to have a real guard there, says the Chumim. So now we just ask on the second part of their statement, mamuna bala kitzim greyusuhu, a person that's coming at set times, at set intervals, that actually should be to his detriment, because the non-Jew knows exactly when he comes. If the guard comes at 9, 11, and 1 every single day, so the non-Jew knows that at 10, 12, and 2, he could touch the wine and mess around with it, and no one's going to be there. So Gemara says, you're right. What the Chum really mean to say is, ad shiav emuna she'ein ebala kitzin. It has to be there's a person who's appointed to come, but not at set times, and therefore the non-Jew is afraid he's going to be surprised at any given time of the day, and that's going to prevent him from touching the wine. And we can explain the Mishnah of Shimon al-Azar, where he had said, Roshos of the Chavim Achasi, the Roshos of non-Jews is one. And the question is, Yibayel, who they asked, Rav Shimon al-Azar l'hakel or l'hachmer? Is Rav Shimon al-Azar being makel or machmer? And we're going to explain this as we go. Rav Yehuda Amr Zairi, Rav Yehuda says b'shem Zairi, that l'hakel, he's being makel, whereas Rav Nachman Amr Zairi, Rav Nachman says in the name of Zairi, l'hachmer is being machmer. And we further explain, Rav Yehuda Amr Zairi l'hakel, Rav Yehuda says b'shem Zairi, Rav Shimon al-Azar is being makel. And v'hachik Amr Tanakama, this is what Tanakama the Mishnah was saying, that k'shem sh'rushusai aser, the same way that if the wine is in the rishus of a non-Jew and it's a non-Jewish city, there's no yidden around, so the wine is aser, kach b'rushus avik chavim acher nami aser. So too, even if this wine owned by a non-Jew, remember it has a hechsher on it, even if it was put into a different non-Jew's rishus, it's still aser. Why is that? Because of chashin legaimlin or chashish for gaimlin. Gaimlin means that they're going to reciprocate favors for each other. Let's just call the non-Jewish owner of the wine Chris, and the person who's having the wine stored by him, Matthew. So even though Chris is afraid to go into Matthew's rishus and touch the wine, even though it's that's his own wine. He's not just going to walk into Matthew's Rosh Hashanah and touch it. Still, we're afraid of Gaimlin. We're afraid that they're going to make a deal with each other that Chris tells Matthew, look, you let me in this time and I'll be menasech this wine. And then when you have wine that's made by a Jew and it has a rabbinical certification, you could store it by me and you can come anytime you want and be menasech it. And since we're chayish for Gaimlin, even though again, Chris's wine is in Matthew's Rosh Hashanah, we still have to be afraid. Whereas Shimon Elazar, and now Shimon Elazar comes along to say, and we have to put his words in the Mishnah and pay attention to how we're reading them. Rosh Hashanah, what? Is every single Rosh Hashanah of a non-Jew all the same? It's being read B'tmiyah. And the explanation of that is, B'med V'amurim, when is it said, B'rshusai, only if it's in the Rosh Hashanah of Chris, the owner of the wine, Aval Rosh Hashanah V'kachav Macher, but if it's in a different person's Rosh Hashanah, it's Matthew's Rosh Hashanah, Mutter, it's permitted. V'loi chashino gaimlin, because we're not chashish for gaimlin. Now, Rav Nachman Amar Z'iri, Rav Nachman says, B'shem Z'iri, that L'hachmir, Rav Shimon Elazar is being machmir. V'chakar Tanakam, this is what Tanakam the Mishnah is saying, B'med V'amurim, B'rshusai, it's only also if the wine is in the Rosh Hashanah of its owner, Aval Rosh Hashanah V'kachav Macher, but if it's in a different Avi Kacham's Rosh Hashanah, Mutter, the wine's permitted. B'loi chashino gaimlin, we're not afraid of gaimlin. Whereas Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Shimon Elazar says that no, and here it's a statement, Kol Rosh Hashanah V'kachav Machasi, every single Rosh Hashanah of non-Jew is all the same, and we are chashish for gaimlin. Now, thank you, Rav Nachman Amar Z'iri. We have a brisa just like Rav Nachman Hashem Z'iri, that lahachmir, Rav Shimon Elazar is going lahachmir. What's the brisa? Amar Shimon Elazar, Rav Shimon Elazar says, Kol Rosh Hashanah V'kachav Machasi, Mipnei HaRamayin, all Rosh Hashanah of non-Jews is the same because of Ramayin. We're afraid that they're going to be tricksters. This is another way of saying gaimlin, that they're going to have this deal with each other, and therefore we can't trust the wine, even though it's in a different Avi Kacharim's Rosh Hashanah. We have a story that's similar to this. Debei Parzik Rufila, the household of Parzik Rufila. Parzik was his name. Rufila means he's second in command to the emperor. Asivu Chamer Gabi Yerisaihu. They put their wine, which was made by Kashrus, a rabbinical certification, and they deposited by their Aris. They had a sharecropper they had to deal with. He was working their fields, and they deposited this kosher wine by the Aris. So this is just like the previous case where we have wine owned by one non-Jew, but it's being watched by another non-Jew. So Sar Rabban Kamed Rav Lameimar, the Rabban in front of Rava wanted to say, Ki Chashino L'Gaimlin, where are we Chashish for Gaimlin? Hani Mili Hecho the Kambaisav Hai Gabe Hai. That's only if each of the non-Jews would put their wine by the other one. I will talk about over here, Kivin Darisai, Lav Darke Lo Suve Be Parzik Rufila, since it's not the norm that the Aris would take his things and deposit them in the house of Parzik Rufila, because he's just an Aris. He's a hired hand. He's not going to take his things and keep them in his employer's house. So L'Gaimlin Loi Chashinon wouldn't have to be afraid of Gaimlin, and therefore there's no Chashash over here that this Parzik fellow went into his Aris's Rosh Hashanah and touched the wine. However, Amru Rav, Rav told him it's not true. Adarab, it's the exact opposite. Afilu Man Amru Loi Chashinu L'Gaimlin, even according to the Man Amar, that usually we're not Chashish for Gaimlin, Hani Mili Hechad Loi Mirtas Minei. That's only if the one who's watching the wine, in our example, Matthew, so he's not afraid of Chris, and he doesn't mind telling him, look, I'm watching the wine, but I'm not letting you in here, and so that makes sense that we're not Chashish for Gaimlin, because he's not afraid of him. Avul Hachab, but over here, in this case with Parzik Rufila, Kivin de Mirtas Minei, since his sharecropper is afraid of him, Michvi Aliz Chusa, he's actually going to cover for him. Not only is he going to not prevent Parzik from coming into the Rosh Hashanah and menasech the wine, he's even going to cover up for him that if he does and he touches it, the Aris is going to say, oh, no one came and no one touched it, you don't have to worry. So you're actually Vidafka, do not trust them. We have one last case. There was a city, David Beyasav Chamer de Yisrael, that there was a Jew's wine in it, and a non-Jew was found among the barrels of the wine. And the question is, did he touch it or not? So he clarifies, if this person could be caught as a ganiv, if he's afraid of the police and the judges of the city, if he doesn't have connections, if he's not wealthy, he's not chashuv, so he's afraid that if he's caught touching it, he'll be thrown in jail or be fined or whatever it is. So chamer shari, the wine is permitted because he wouldn't have to be afraid that he touched it. V'loi, but if not, if he's not afraid he's going to be caught, maybe he's chashuv or wealthy or he's not afraid of the judges for whatever reason, then usur, the wine is usur because we're afraid that he touched it. Hashem al chabi shmal, mazal are finishing the fourth parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah, just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be able to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.